Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 20th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the current harsh economic situation in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the current economic situation in Zimbabwe.
Treasury says that the country has secured lines of credit of up to $500 million from international banks designed to increase the supply of foreign currency for imports, industries, and other sectors. The government says this facility is expected to stabilize prices in the country.
The central bank has advised members of the public that with immediate effect, procurement of oil shall be done through the interbank foreign exchange market. The bank says there shall be only one foreign exchange rate to be used in the market for the importation of all goods and services. The one-to-one exchange rate that was being used by the oil marketing companies for the procurement of fuel will be discontinued with immediate effect.
The government says this is being done in order to promote the efficient use of foreign currency and the tackling of the current economic decay fueled by corruption and other ills. At the same time, the government has announced that ZUPCO fees have been reduced by 50% with effect from tomorrow.
And there were reports that there were running battles today between vendors and the police in Harare. What's going on in Zimbabwe?
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, the VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yeah, but Jonga, kunjani mfowethu?
Angiyaphila ndoduti.
Angiyaphila kakhulu. So ke izubuko phela singayikhatha uhambe lapho yakhona.
Yes. You know, when I was growing up,
yes,
we used to buy a ticket
for
2.5 cents.
Yeah.
Then you bought the bus, you go to town and come back.
Yeah.
With the same ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure whether on the return fare we were paying, but we were using the same
ticket. I'm not going to go into that as well, because I know what we're doing to the tickets.
That's what that's why I said it was in the early 70s.
Yeah, you know that old the iron checker. Yeah, the iron that you use.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But later they introduced punching keeper.
So we're in the same boat.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to have a ninja in the corner. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngezomnotho kwele Zimbabwe. Kukhanya ngazani ke sokungani kuloku hlupho lokukhulu kakhulu. Khona apho nxa sikhuluma nge-exchange rate ekhona kuna manje. Nxa sikhuluma nge-RTGS kulabanye abathi i-126 nxa ukuthi utshintsha imali to mali. Kuzobuya i-126 nxa utshintsha kwi-electronic. Kuzobuya 125 nxa utshintsha kwi-imali to mali. Abanye sizokuthiwa ke sebehamba bethi 127 nxa kwi-electronic. So singathi ke umnotho weZimbabwe unganikuqa ngamadolo sibili. Nxa sesikhangela okunengi okwenzakalayo njalo kuyakhanyela ukuthi ke sokulaloko kuthiwa yi-Operation Restore Sanity emadolobheni. So lapho ke izubuko sokuthiwa ke sokumele yehliswe kakhulu sibili imali yokugada. So nxa ngikhuluma ngemali yokugada sokuthiwa ke nxa kuyikuthi uhamba 1 to 20 kilometers kade ubhadala idola okwamanje sokuyi 50 cents. Nxa ukuthi ukuhamba 20 to 30 kilometers bekuyi $1.50, khathesi kuyamele kube yi 75 cents. Nxa uhamba 30 to 40 kilometers bekuyi $2 impondo, khathesi ke sokulidola elinye. So ke kukho konoko kwethulwe lugatsha lwezemali kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona incwadi le esayinwe nguGT Kuba Matanga uthi ya.
Nxa
sokunjalo. Uyakhuluma lapho Kuba Matanga.
Yes.
Kuzobuya ke i-Central Bank, i-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Ithi konke kade kusenzakala ukuthi oil kuyathathwa imali kunikwe abayithengayo kube yi 1-to-1 exchange rate so kumele kuphume konke lokhuyana. So kumele kwenzakale ukuthi nxa uthenga ifuel uyazithengela nje ubone ukuthi irate yangkhona ihambelana lomkambo ukuthi ya ukuthi uhamba njani. So ukuthi willing buyer, willing seller basis. Kunjalo ke kodwa ke sizwile okunye futhi ukuthi khona ngale kulokugijimisana kumangalisayo eHarare amapolisa lamavendor.
Yes.
Uhlala khona vele mfowethu.
I think Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyat explained what happened. He said the police had a report of a man who was allegedly abducted by four men, his former customers, because this guy sells and repairs cell phones. So these guys came and accused him of selling them a cell phone that was not working, and they allegedly kidnapped him, demanded their money, forcing the guy to call his wife who was home to bring money to town. And the police heard about that, and they had to go and rescue that man. That's when the vendor...
He runs home. Police.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then he says that the vendors attacked the police who were to rescue this guy.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. Gibbs, nasi vadio watereri ne watariri, tirukurukura, nenya ema mira gaita shino, mnyadze upfumi mnyika. Tunezuwa ya duguti zhakawanda, shirukunze zhakumu kama bau diasi, zhese zhunokuna kusumba, chimwene chimwe, nenguwa yacho. Tunezuwa kuti nasi, dano ratangwa na urumende, ndire kudira mari, hivi mbisu ya gaitu kwa hii, mari leta $500 million, US dollars, hanzi kuti inge ichibatsira vano tenga zvinhu kunzawa, inge ichikwa mabanga, kuti inge ichikwanisa kuwanikwa. Atizive hedu kuti mari yazobudirira kudirwa here, nekuti tinoona kuti gore negore, kana kuti nguva yakawanda, hurumende inenge ichingovimbisa kuti iri kudira $500 million. Ekuitawo nyaya yekuti kambani yeZupco inotakura vanhu nemabhazi, vazivisawo hurumende yazivisa kuti vadimura mari dzaachiripirwa nevanhu nezvikamu makumi mashanu kubva muzana, 50% fare reduction kutanga mangwana musi wa 21 May. Ndeimwe nzira iyoyo iri kunzi iri kubatsirawo vanhu. Kwaitawo nyaya yekunzi hurumende yamisa nyaya yekuti vanhu vanotenga mafuta edzimotokari vangu vachienda vachinotora nerete 1:1, hanzi vakuwaniswawo mari idzodzo dzekunze nereti inenge iripo zuva iroro. Vamwe vanotarisirawo zvinogona kurerutsa zvinhu mukuwanikwa kwefuel. Vamwe vangu vachitiwo mumwe aigona kuti akanga aitora ne 1:1 dzinonguva aizotengesa pamukambo, mukambo inove black market yanga ichidetemainewo kuti musi uyu yakamira sei kuma 5-6 ikoko. Kana kungada kuzonotenga mubhengi inenge iri kuma 1:3 ndezvimwe izvozvo. Kwaitawo nyaya tachikurukura naGibbs mapurisa nemavenda vari kunzi vaidzana mutsimba kukikiritsana wrestling mutaundi, zvaita kuti papwanywe girazi rekambani inotengesa kana kuti chitoro chinotengesa mishonga cheQV Pharmacy. Saka ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kukurukura nezvazvo. Ndinonzwa kuti tina vaMichael Ndweni vari parunhare iye zvino vanove mukuru vanotengesera migwagwa kana kuti mavenda.
Yes, and Michael Ndweni is also a political and economic commentator. He's based in the city of Kings and Queens, that is Bulawayo. Ndweni, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Gibbs. Good evening, listeners.
Yes, thank you so much. Give us your assessment of the current situation in Zimbabwe. Taking into account that this 500 million facility that the government is talking about in terms of trying to, you know, mitigate against the increases in prices. So give us your take on that.
Yeah, I read about that also in the media, and that the government is going to, they call it drawing down $500 million and then put it into the market and deal with the interbank payments, among other things. I think the idea could be a positive one on paper, but then it's another thing if we talk about the real impact of that. I think our government is good in giving these statements, and then at the end of the day, you hardly see the action on the ground. So I think I wait to see, just like all the Zimbabweans, to see whether this is going to bring about any meaningful change. But what I did today, actually, by end of day, I tried to make an assessment just to move around town and find out, looking at the black market rate particularly, because I thought that there was going to be a bearing, in the black market rates. What I got was that the rate had gone down. Actually, around 4 p.m., the rate has gone down several for about 10% or so. But then I'm not sure whether it's they wait and see from the black market dealers to see what's going to happen, or the man has been putting the money into the banks, and therefore the market is now flooded with the US dollar. I am not sure. I need to find out maybe tomorrow to see and analyze the situation and see whether this change is going to be sustainable. But as we speak right now, nothing really has been seen besides the going down of the river about 10%. So I'm not sure whether it's the impact of that, or people are now speculating and holding on to whatever they're doing to see if this is going to happen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni, and stay on the line. Do we have any people that are following us right now?
Yes, let me.
Because I can see phone. That on the Ndebele VOA 27 page, there are so many people that are following us right now. So what do we have there?
We have Mr. Bilif Gaule on the phone. He's a ZANU-PF activist and businessman. Welcome to our show, Mr. Gaule.
Thank you very much, good people. And how are you today?
We are doing fine. Thank you for joining us. We are discussing about the state of the economy and the measures that the government is trying to put in place to address some of these problems. And the major talking point, Mr. Gaule, was the injection of the $500 million into the interbank market. But some say the government has been saying this since time immemorial. Whenever there is a crisis, it promises to inject $500 million into the market. What's your take on this?
I think people at times must learn to be patient and wait and see if ever the minister is going to fulfill his promise. And this is exactly what the minister has said. And remember, austerity for prosperity by the minister is still on. The minister is doing his thing. And this is exactly all what the minister needs is our support. And remember, yes, you are talking of this money that is supposed to be injected into our economy. The US dollar, that is really, we are in a crisis, and we desperately need that money and in order to really do business, because we can't do business without money. And this is exactly things that really things are bad in the country as we speak right now. But I foresee a situation whereby if we manage to get the money that the minister is talking about, and really it will go a long way towards helping us in the situation that we find ourselves in right now. But at the same time, let me ask them to say this to you, that let's be patient. Let's give the minister time to do his work. And really, let's give him the support that he deserves.
Thank you so much.
Yes, hello, Mama Lapake, Ikumweni, Ukero Moyo. Mama Moyo, kunjani, Mama? Yeah, Mama Moyo, uyangizwa?
Ngiyakuzwa.
Yeah, nanku ke kukhanya kulodubo kule Zimbabwe. So ke kukhanya ngazani ke uhulumende uthi isedinga imali i-500 million ukuthi ifakwe phela emnothweni welizwe kwenzela ukuthi kudingwe impahla ezijiyeneyo. So wena ungathi ningakhona kunjalo lokuthi kambe umnotho welizwe uya ngaphi ngamafutshane sibili mama?
Imali yangikhona bayidinga bethi bayibhadala ngani ngoba vele ilizwe kalilayo imali yangikhona. Lezo zinto abazidingayo yiziphi izinto abazidingayo? Ngoba bona ngokwabo yiba abalokhe beqeda imali, bemotha imali, bedinga nale zinto ezingalangqondo. Kathesi kunja izibhedlela zilalokhu zeni azilamithi. Abantu bayafa, bayaphela. Xa kuwukuthi awukho kuzanu uyafa ungazange welatshwa. So yiluphi usizo lwangikhona oluzaba khona?
So kodwa wena ubona ngani kuyaphetha ngani khonokho mamoya?
Mina vele mbona kuyikuthi khona into abangasenzela yona vele. Ngihlala ngitsho ngithi mina into abangasenzela yona thina ez abantu bakomthwakazi vele umnotho wethu uyasilingana. ufanele kahle bona kabathathe sisenze nje restoration yona lana vele ibuyele endaweni yayo sibona ukuthi khona abehluleka ukuthi begazene izwe labo ngobani thina ezabantu bakomthakazi singakwanelisa ukuthi sizenzele izinto zethu umnotho wethu esinawo uyasilingana
yebo okwamanje kodwa
basempumalanga vele bona bacorrupt ngokwabo
nxa sikhangele khona manje mamoya ukuthi ongayizwa katest ukuthi kulungiswe khona manje esingathi ungavuka kukhona kusasa yikwini
mna vele ngifuna i-restoration yiyo i-restoration engiyifunayo ngoba kathesi kunje sikhangelele imali ezimotshwe nguhulumende esenza khona lokho okuthiwa ngokokukhumisana umlotha egebha amangcwaba abantu ebhadala amalokhuzeni labana kuthiwa yini laba ngesilungu ngiyakukhohlwa lokho laba ababehlola ukuthi umuntu wafa kanjani zimalini zona leziya into ezenziwa ngesiphangephange kufihlwane vele so i-restoration vele ngibona ngathi ezanceda ukuthi konkona abantu bebe lokuthula
ye siyakubonga kakhulu ke emoyo ungadinela kusasa mama
sibongela kakhulu
ye okay papa so mamoyo yes mamoyo is saying that the only solution is to let those people live in Harare and somewhere else live on their own. Then we have the southern part having their own, yeah.
But still using the same currency.
That shouldn't be fine. So let's hear from Tinguzulu Khumalo. Baba Tinguzulu Khumalo, kunja?
Nikhona ngathola ni baba.
Siyaphila kakhulu kuya. Ye, kuya lapha abantu baningi sibili. Akutsho wena lamuntu umuntu sibunika 1 minute 30 seconds ukuthi akukhulume isifiso sakhe. So kuthe Zimbabwe vele kumele kwenzakaleni. Kukhanya ngazani phela into ehluphayo umnotho ungani siguqa amadola.
Awumnotho usuguqe ngamadolo lakhathi esidube. Iqiniso ukuthi ubukhokheli esibe labo kusukela ngo-1980 ayikayisiyo quality yobukhokheli okungabuse emhlabeni lowo. Yibukhokheli obehlulekayo kakhulu 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 okungakaze kubonakale emhlabeni. Iqiniso ukuthi ungakhangela ukuyanga sikuloku nzima kakhulu kuqale ngo-1980. Akula muntu wake wanotha kusukela ngo-1980 ngaphandle kwabantu abatshontshayo kuphela. Ukusebenza lokuzisebenza lokhu vele kakusasizi umuntu empilweni. Uhulumende lowo okhona ama-policies akhe dawamphuculi umuntu, dawaliphuculi ngitsholoni ilizwe. Instead adala ukuhlupheka okukhulu empilweni zabantu. Ngoba yena uhulumende lowo iqiniswe ukuthi ngabantu abangoguluva amathotsi bona bakhangelela ukuthi bona ngokwabo bazinothise kuphela ngama-resources okufuza ukuthi athuthukise ilizwe okuyinto embi kakhulu njalo bekwenza khonokho bakwenza belobugebengu obukhulu kakhulu bokuthi abafuni kubona ukuthi abantu babakhangele bafuna ukuthi benze ingani bona ama-resources ngawabo personal property ama-resources awo elisha which is very unfair.
Isikhathi duse sikunika 30 seconds baba qathisa khonapho
kathesi kunje bayehluleka ukuthi ba-improve babone ukuthi okuyikho okubulala i-economy kuyini kambe abantu baluze izimali isikhathi sonke lesi abantu baluze imali ngama-barrier check kathesi kwabiswa lokho okuthiwa ngama-bond notes lakho futhi sekusikhiphile ezimali nasiselazimali kusenziwa ngabomo nje ngamapholisa afileyo
ye tu isikhathi sibongele kakhulu baba ungathina kusasa. Yes, that is Mr. Khumalo. He's saying that the country is not doing well in terms of policies. So he says, you know, if you look at the bond notes, you look at everything that the government has been doing, it has not worked. So why do they continue doing the same thing? So he says maybe things should change. So
we can hear from Mr. Gaule.
Yes, Mr. Gaule, before maybe let's go to Mr. Ndweni. We finish it with him and then he takes the rest. So Mr. Ndweni, in brief, you know, before you just take a rest. In brief, what do you think should be the solution to what is going on in Zimbabwe?
Right. I think this is a song that has been singing Gibbs. The government cannot be borrowing money from wherever they got the money, the $500 million, to fund fuel just spending the cars. I mean, to fund the fuel crisis. I mean, it's not sustainable. And actually, this is threatening Abantwana, Abazelwe, children right now being threatened by the debt. Because someone has to pay for this debt that we are making every day. So I think the government must allow the private players to bring in fuel from whatever they want. Not to fund the fuel. Of course, it's an essential commodity for the country to have to run, but I think it must open for other people to bring in fuel. That's number one. Number two, the government must deal with the current issue. We cannot, even if they put this money, as long as people are still being paid RTGS. I was talking to someone yesterday, they were saying, Mike, I'm earning $320 a bond, which is now less than $50. You get what I mean? So what do you do with that money? The rent, they're supposed to pay rent for a room, you are paying around $30 per room in the townships. You understand what I mean? So the government must address the current issue, and I think it must do away with the bond. And maybe adopt even a run. I think that's what it is sustainable for now. But I think the government must deal with the current issue now and also allow players to get into it. And let's borrow money and fund the productive sector. We cannot borrow money and just purchase things, just to make things happen. Well, I think what's happening now, this is this. Just a few hours ago, I saw a statement, I think, on the ZPC handle that the government has slashed down the ZUPCO, bus fares. Right? How are they going to fund the price slash? It's a positive move that I understand. People are already suffering, but how are they going to sustain that? Where is the money coming from? If you are taking this money from whatever you're getting it, subsidizing people, and there's no productivity that we're talking about. You know what I mean? So we're going to have a kind of a short-term interventions that are not sustainable, and we'll keep on moving, making a fake and not progressing as a country. So I think we need to be very serious, deal with this current issue, fight the public sector, and then, at least for now, intermediate, let's allow private players to bring material from outside. So for me, those was my take, to deal with the current crisis. Because I hear Mr. Kaule saying that, by the way, Mr. Kaule is my former teacher in Malana Primary School. Maybe he has forgotten me. I think people have been patient enough. People have to pressure Mr. Kaule. I think this government has been there since 20 November 2017. You know what I mean? Well, this is now almost 2 years, and they are saying people should be patient. And their lives are going back and back, and the young people are, their lives are doomed now, as you are speaking. And we are saying people should be patient.
We have another caller.
Until when?
Thank you so much.
People are talking about children, people dying in hospitals.
Thank you so much.
People are dying in hospitals. I think the government must actually make drastic measures and deal with this crisis once and for all. It is to be about.
Thank you, Dwayne. You can now take a rest. Thank you so much for having joined us tonight. Papa Ndwene, I think we've got Masimba Uchera.
Yes, tinawa Masimba Uchera vati joina parunare pamwechete nemwe mutereri vamasimba Uchera tinogamuchira asi vamangobata timozo kune mutereri ari parunare ane kanguva akabata. Hello. Hello caller.
Hello.
Hey, makadi.
Ndinofara hangu ndatenda zvikuru kuti pomukana kuti taure zvandofunga.
Zita ndiani?
Ndinonzi Adonzi.
Adonzi.
Yebo.
Orai, taurai zvenyuva Adonzi.
Ya, mukoma muza, nyepa Zimbabwe apa yakutongoti sota nekuti tsukurarama tsimu matambudziko nguva dzese. Nyaya yezvikwereti nyika hurumende isararamire zvikwereti kunge chirema kana kuti bofu kana kuti anhu ino munhu asingakwanisi kuzvibatsira. Vaurume ava vanga vangogadzira mitemo ya vakanga vakanganiswa kutanga nguva yavo Mugabe. Vakagadzira mitemo iyi, lesei in investment policy, nenyaya dzavo dziya dzokuti zvanzizo chii, indigenization chiichichi, hazvina kuipa but maitirwo azvo ndovanodzinga chii vanhu vane mari dzavo. Iye zvino izvi zvikwereti zviri kutorwa izvika idambudziko redu isusu mangwana. Anozodzora zvikwereti ndiani? Vamutuli Ngube ngavaone kuti vanhu vavakajoina vezani kwavakabva kure vakatikoromorera zvikwerete ka zvichatambudza nyika kuzvibhadhara zvikwerete izvozvo. Ngavagadzise mitemo waro wokuti vanhu vauye vaite mabhizinesi muZimbabwe. rojiri mshongo uri kupa Zimbabwe. Atingati isusuka, tira anu mshikwere etengua zengi wana zirema, Zimbabwe isi chirema. Zimbabwe with professionals of all kinds. Anima zona. Saka, ivoka, chivo waka ondo onga zini. Kana ya angozi yeza anu PF, irwitika ya tura matiri mandi ya angozi yezi uza kaitika, saka kanganika, saka wanda. Akumarika wanga wakireke, rwa kumana. Anima zikwere teza za, ya leta na laki, au zanyi ya chikwere.
Ayu wata.
Kana wakundika na so sarenda.
Tapazuka baba, thank you so much.
Ayu wala gaula waka, gawa wote wote, akana mkwe wote wapa. There's no time. We don't talk of trial of an error. Hii nika atina yu Zimbabwe. Hii disikuye itwa. Tuaka zizufamba kwa nguwe sufa mishifamba. Zizu gaure nga wata ure temuna kati za chaizu. Apana nguwe udi wapu. For 40 years, 30 something years.
Murukupona murukupona murukupi mkoma adronzi.
Ndiku ese mkoma takato wapu musha uru musha ya mabasa hajibona.
Vamenda usa na Afrika.
Kito zumezi mkumusha, kikucha afti mapundi.
Ndizvo. Tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you so much for joining us. Regai tinzwe kuti vadare vedu vanotichi ine zvamataura.
Zvakanaka tenda zvikuru ngoma nekuti pa mukadzi.
Thank you so much. He's saying the situation back home is now is now desperate. You know, we cannot continue tolerating that. He says the government is borrowing too much and I think he warned the minister, Mtulungube, to find remedies for the problems that the country is facing instead of trying to fix things by borrowing. Yes,
Yes,
you
Ngozi.
End up like having Ngozi.
Yeah.
So you can welcome Mr. Masimba Kuchera.
Yes. Mr. Kuchera, good evening and welcome to the program. Are you there, Mr. Kuchera?
Yes. Hello.
Kunjani baba? So, Mr. Kuchera, we see that Zimbabwe has secured 500 million from somewhere. Where did they get this money from?
Well, they just say that they got the money from international banks. Now, we know that now there is this 500 million, which is the put into the banking sector, hoping to stabilize the interbank market. We now our problem is I think is threefold. Number one, we do not know where this money is coming from. Number two, we do not know under what conditions did we get this money, which is the key. But number three, we also do not know the mechanics of how this money will be distributed. I think this is the challenge that we have. We do not have a transparent government, and it didn't start now. It's been the nature of our government. The government does not want to reveal these things. But I think it's important for the nation to know some of these details for several reasons. Number one, some of these debts, you see, as of now, we still we inherited debts from Ian Smith when he was borrowing, when he was under sanction. He also was borrowing, and we inherited some of those debts. Some of the debts are also recklessness and poor prioritization and poor choice making by this government.
And I guess they were supposed to get parliamentary approval, right?
This is what Section 300 and Section 301 of the Constitution says, that there needs parliamentary approval. You remember that when the Defense College was being built, this is the only time Parliament approved the debt because the Chinese wanted that to be approved by Parliament in conforming with the Constitution. This is what should happen. Parliament must know and must also be able to approve these debts, but it doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, so let me say nguba bomlomo konapo sizokutwa silokhola ecingweni yokutoko lokunqube tijonga what start unqube ecingweni
yes banqube
yeah nqube unjani baba.
Impi ile tata zikandani mkula wami.
Sisi apila kakulu, yee, umkula singobe?
Yebo.
Yee, baba, akuchukuti unatuelizwe ubona njani kuna manji?
Loku tata. Kufere kusobala siviri ngoba akusela lutho but sivele akusela ngisho zona ngugudi kuyikukhawula kwabantwana bezimbabwe sinje ikakhulu abantu abampofu mpela hayi bathwele nzima bathwele nzima ngoba kulapha kwenzakala umathanda kuphelela izini abamabhizinesi sebezenzela umathanda ofuna ukwenza into engoyakhela yenze kwakhe kwekhanda lakhe ikholoko futhi ukuthi uhulumende wangikhona yolothi open for business ivuleke amabhizinesi anjengalapha.
So open for business ukuthi uyavuka ukwezi intengo yempahla. Very open.
Yeah, ngiyakubona. Yeah, ngoba kulokho kwakukuchoyo sibona kuphela ukuthi ha thina sesiyinkotha bona zindofu eziphezulu ziyibophane ngimbo.
Kulungiswa njani manje Ncube?
Kula ngenye indlela njengoba lokho ethikaza ukubambana lokho nokuxolelana lokho okungacaciwe vele. Kuthi ukuthi ha kuyinto kwangikhona ngakuhambi. Singazi ngoba bona ngithi yibo abafiki bebunda bavele bakwenza ukuthi babethanda lokuthi abanathi namandebele kasikho vele sesihlalele kodwa kwasephethula ngonkulunkulu.
Hayi ke siyakuzwa mkhula, ungadinga kusasa baba.
Sibonge kakhulu lathi ngapha, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngisela radio ngangilani njengoba ngake ngalibikela ukuthi ngasuka ngathelwa yinto.
Oke njani wawatho? Hayi sizathi sikhulume lawo singaqeda namhlanje. Umike uzakufonela khulume.
Yeah,
I would push him. Mr. Ncube. So Mr. Ncube is not a happy man. He says there's chaos in Zimbabwe. So maybe let's try Mr. Gaule.
And hear from Mr. Gaule. Mr. Gaule, also I wanted to throw this question to you. Yesterday we spoke with ZANU-PF Youth Secretary for Commissariat, that is Mr. Godfrey Senengamu, and his team. They were in Chimanimani in Manicaland, where they were warning business people who are raising prices willy-nilly that they should not take advantage of President Mnangagwa's silence on imposing price controls. And he equated that to rising against the government. Do you believe that this will work, these threats or warnings to business people? Because the business people are saying what dictates the price is how they get the foreign currency to buy whatever they want.
Are you there, Mr. Kaule?
The comrades, Chenengam and these other guys who were in Chimanimani, and after realizing that these people, they are increasing prices like this madness of increasing prices. To me, it's the sabotage. And to me, it doesn't help. But it is there to maybe to create a lot of tension, commotion, and all sort of things for these other people to achieve whatever they want to achieve. So it's for the government. And remember, the party is supreme. These are members of the party who are raising that concern to say, no, government, check. Things are not okay on the ground. People are, there is sabotage. People are sabotaging all government efforts to really maybe try and control some of these prices. And, as we speak right now, people, prices are increasing almost every day. And there is no reason for that. And we are all worried about that. And where are we getting to? Where are we heading to? And this is our main worry, because this will create a lot of problems for us and for our government even then. Because people these people have been calling for demonstrations, blah, 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 all those sort of things, and people are putting more pressure. And these are the people with a hidden agenda. And this is exactly why these senior members of the party are worried, as raising an alarm to say, government, be very careful. Things are not okay on the ground. People are now doing increasing prices willy-nilly for no good reason at all. And, today, the cooking oil is $20, and for no good reason. To me, it amounts to sabotage.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gaule. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. We have Mr. Mananda. Vamananda, lamsha ucela ukukhuluma kutawura kuspeaker.
Magadini, ko greeting to all Zimbabweans.
Taiba, tinofara. Thank you for joining us.
Where are you guys? Okay, thank you for taking my call. Quickly, and you turn and go back to the house and go down what you got. And I'm going to talk with some of you, not. Nika yonzi yaka budirira. Ya mingi mchanga kuti ekonomi yayo yaka katika na shakanaka. Nika yonzi yaka tira shakanaka politika uere. Niki ya mnache nge iki reporter shakaita say. Ekonomi yabo inge yaka mponira say. Kuti ne politika uzese zesnike zifamba say. Kuti nika hile ya kabudirira. Maonera andino zita andisa mpunga kuna ndaisa kuna wama simba kucheka kuti vandi bati leo nina uyo uyo nika inga famba za kadini kana media iri negative nika inga famba za kadini kana na mwenika political instability mwenika msina kukatikana choita zipi what is the way forward kuti nika ifambe za kanaka zineita kuti kiti parizino nika ya kufamba zakanaka.
Okay, arigaiti zilewa kuchira
zinechikonzero chokuti ndi wafunga kuti Zimbabwe maita magraduate anofita zabazo ita kuti chero na wanyewe wacha wana javara tombo
kuchira chiregaiti tuwa kuchira mkana tivape mkana kutira kuti nguwa hii fambi za nenemi regai tizge wakuchera wa pindure mfunzo wenyu wakuchera manzu wa mfunzo wa pindu wa na wama nanda
regati na yoso chekutanga nika chaeza yo haikuwa nishi kunge ine kuhani ine mfungiro mungwe media ino kwa nchangeji inobvumidzwa kuti tinge tichiona zvakasiyana siyana hapana chinhu chakashata pazvinhu zvakadaro even mapolitical parties anofanira kuonawo mionero yavo yakasiyana siyana mukaenda kune dzimwe nyika mukaenda paSouth Africa apa vamalema vanenge vachiita zvavo vatera nekota vakamboitawo political party yavo vana maposa vanenge vachiitawo zvavo zvifamba zvakadaro vamaimani vachiita zvavo media imwe istaron vamwe vaitotaurawo nezve inonzi state capture kuSouth Africa tikaenda kune dzimwe nyika muno muAfrica mungaona kuti media inenge ichidini ine mafungiro akasiyana hatifaniri kumanikidzana kuita mafungiro mamwe chete hazimbozi zvakaita inini nemi tinokwanisa kunge tiri mukoma nemunin'ina but hatikwanisi kufunga zvakasiyana that's number one number two ndinoona kunge dambudziko redu rimwe ratinoita ndere vanhu ava vepolitics vanhu vepolitics vanenge vachida kuti isusu tinge tisingafarirani tinge tisingawirirani tichingonongedzana uroyi nepamwe pangada kuti panokwanisa kuti pataurirane zvinhu zvichifambira mberi handifungi kuti pane vanhu vanoda kuti nyika yavo igare ichitambudzika vanhu vanongada kuti nyika yavo iendere mberi.
Thank you.
So whenever we have a problem tikada kuti ndinhingadai tinoitawo dambudziko kuti problem yacho inonoka kupera.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kuchera. Thank you so much, Mr. Kuchera. I think Mr. Mananda, you were answered there by Mr. Kuchera. He was asking what a stable economy is in a country. And that is what Mr. Kuchera was explaining. Yes. And also he pointed out that there is too much negative reporting from the media in Zimbabwe, which he thinks is not fatal for the country to progress economically. Yeah.
Did include some of the state-controlled papers.
I'm not sure.
let's just read what people are saying on Facebook. Usitni Luandle Mdluli uti, the government doesn't have a clue anymore about, you know, what they're doing. They should simply dissolve and let other people do the job for them. If they are now destroying the transport system, how do they think people will enter into that kind of a business? So Zimbabwe is open for business, question mark in car. Then we've got Umusa Masbogo, uti bantu kauli, kastel uti ukulmela bani vele. Yes, akuzwa kakhulu konapho. Utekane Hlabangani uti ngicela ubuze uMr. Kaule ukuthi did the minister Mthuli Ncube get parliamentary approval to get that loan of 500 million? Then we've got Sydney again. He says they must reduce the army budget and reduce ministers. Maybe that is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Then Busani Mbuso Ntini says a single currency is the only option, US dollar or rand.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Wallace Wesley, who says the rand is actually working in Lesotho. The rand is also working in Swaziland and is working very well, even in South Africa, where it originates from.
Mm-hmm.
Why not Zimbabwe?
That's
those are big questions.
Yes, we also have Pashona Facebook page, Edu Gibbs, Tina Lois Magudu, Anzi Jakao Mashua. Then Sara Mazengera, anzi nyika yangu imamvemve, vakanga vazviona vamapfumo, ndofunga varikutaura kamboka mukanya Thomas Mapfumo, kekuti nyika yemamvemve. Tina handizwe ndimai ndimuzvare Edith Gara, anzi zvirikuitika munyika zvakafanana nokuti nyika haina arikuitungamira. Amadzimai nhasi ane chiki dzekunyora, ndatanga namai kana kuti muzvare Louis Magudu, tikaverenga muzvare kana kuti mai Sara Mazengera, tikaverenga mai Edith Gara. Iye zvine zvipana mai kana muzvare Tandwe Gumbo, anzi lichona njani Mahlave Zulu, watching from Johannesburg. Then tina mukoma Ray Makolo, anzi chaora chini icho. Then Boas Bomero, anzi kurwira Masimba kwauraya nyika. Mukoma Nicodemus Matariro, anzi Mr. Gaule, zvinhu zviri kukwidzwa hazvisi kutengeswa nemaRTGS, zviri kutengwa nemari. No, zvigani dzokorore. Mr. Gaule, zvinhu zviri kukwidzwa hazvisi kutengwa nemaRTGS. Zviri kutengwa nemari chaiyo, kwete Edu awo maRTGS. Then mukoma Boas vadzoka zvakare vachiti kurira dumbu, noti vanhu, kwete vari kuti hakuna yekuti mungoda kugutsa dumbu renyu musingagutse veruzhinji. These are some of the views from our followers vari kutitevera vari pashona Facebook page yedu.
So baba Kaule uyeza vantu vakhuluma kona pake avanye vati uhulumende usengani sehlulekile. Kube labanye abakhuluma sibili ukuthi kati imali yena le ivele ngaphi. Kambe uhulumende nxa ukuthi ingacabanga nje kuphela songani kulobu zima uyamuza sithi 500 million. Siyakwazi kwenzakala ngeminyaka le edlulayo. Ungabuya kunye futhi 500 million. Abantu bathi uhamba njani Kaule?
Yeah, ukuthi esikhathini esiningi abantu sisuka ukuvele phakathi kwelizwe kunosupho oludala olwavela emuva olilo solukhona olusifaka phakathi komumo nalo ukuthi lanxa sokusenziwa nangule ndlala ekhaya wabuye ahambe ezingela abuyele mina abibeke laphana abantwana badle. Abanye bangalibuza ukuthi lithethe ngaphi, kumbe ulitshontshile, kumbe ulibambe ngeyini, ukuze kumbe uhambe wathiya, kumbe ukhiphe komunye. But okusalayo ukuthi thine sikukhangelela lapha sile ndlala kapha esekhaya la. Indlala leyi uminista uyasincedisa ukuthi izinto zingani, siyeloku sihamba silungisise okunye khona sihamba. Asilani imali yethu elizweni lethu. Imali yethu Gibbs, uhlupho esilalo kakhulu ukuthi asilayo imali eqondana lathi engeyethu elizwe lethu. Ngawukuthi sile mali zabanye abantu ezisuka zikhitshwe ngabanye abantu ngamasibaka, labanye abathize laba abanyesingese baqambe, abanye bathize abazozisebenza lapha phakathi kwezi bazoyi-investa ukuthi bethatha imali zana phinde bebuyele lazo. Silohlupho olukhulu olunjengalolu. Kabe singakhangela kabesi abantu babo babhizi babhena izimali bayenzani, bayabhena ama-RTGS lanala linye ama-ecocase lani lanani. Into ezinjengazinezo ezidalele ukuthi ezisiyela nekukhweza kwama-prizes lani lani lani. Izinto ezonke ezimele ukuthi uhulumende angenele azilungisise zenezi zinto ezinjengazinezo. Yikho abantu bekhala.
Yes, abakhulu ke sicela ubambe khonapho. So he's citing some ills, you know, in the economy. Say some people are burning money and all those kind of things. And so the government should actually monitor and punish some of these people.
Those
so,
are what we have been hearing
for years now.
For
years.
And,
yes, Dr. Mzingwane, come on. Baba Mzingwane, unjani? Mzingwane, sabon.
Yebo, nyalizo ba.
Ye, unjani Mzingwane.
Hayi impilile.
Nanku mnotho kunzima Mzingwane. Lamhla abantu sibanika 1.5 minutes ukuthi bakhuluma bakufisayo. Phosela kuba.
Yeah, hayi lapha nje thina singakhala sithi government ebusayo njani nani, but yona vele i-government leya ayinanhliziyo yabantu. Kube kuyayenza nje baphume nje bonke uqale kahle, ngoba ngaze sithi i-government ayenze lokhu yona le ebusayo, akukho loku kodwa abangakwenzela abantu. Yitho ngaphandle kokuthi bona bazenzele okwabo, bakholise bona bodwa. Imali leyi abayifakayo yona engabaphepha yabo kuze kuthi mana bade bazidlela imali zamanye amazwe, bazihambele lapha singakhona. Abananhliziyo zabantu benasinayo igameni sifana nanje labantu zizintandane.
Singathi po manje beke baphonga ukuphuma phela uzokuthiwa kuphule kuhle sebephumile. Kulungisa njani khona manje lokho kuhluphayo lokho?
Kumele abantu babambane. Bazame ukuthi bona bayikhiphe ngokubambana nje kuhle iphume yona igovernment.
Wena vele ujakho lapho uthi uhulumende kashaya phansi.
Hayi, kashaya phansi uhulumende kambe kunyeka lokhu bekintana nje kwefana naphelela ukuthi bukona ukhiphe idonki ufake idida ukuthi hayi uzaba ngcono ukukhiphe njalo ukubisela idonki ukuthi ukhiphele idonki ukuthi uzaba ngcono khona bakula nto iyaba ngcono.
Aha, so po manje konapho ninaliphila njani lapho khona mzimwane?
Hayi, kubuhlungu nje, siyakhangela lapha nalapha, sinalo akula nto ekhona vele, akula dizila, akula petrol, akulani, kulayiniwe. Sokuyinto nje eyijayelo lanxa ubona ilayini emagarajini, sokukanti ayinto vele kumele vele siphile njalo, sokukanti ayinto enhle, but into ebuhlungu kakhulu. Kodwa nje asiye emsebenzi nayakhona ukuthi kokona sisebenza ngezimoto ukuthi khona sihambe ngemoto, siyesebenza, asiyi kusebenza ngenxa yokuthi ifiyeli asilayo.
Ye madoda, kodwa kuthiwa izupuko phela siyehliswe ukuthi nxa uhamba ngayo kuyosokwehlisa ukuthi kube yimalini nxa kade kuyi-$2 sokuyidola.
Sangiye usisize ngalutho, bona kabasinike imisebenzi sisebenze, bayehlise izinto zikhwele ngendlela eqondile, bengasiye ngithi ngezizwi njengabantwana ukuthi khona bayehlise uzupu. Sasiyandawo lo zupu, amani yezi uzupu yengikho sikhila kona.
Hayi, siyakuzwa mzingwane siwilayi. Ungathini lokusasa baba, sibongile kakhulu.
Yabo.
Yeah, so Mr. Mzingwane is a very angry man. He says the government has failed to live up to expectations, and so they should go. He says when a man has to go, a man has to go. And people must get together and push the government out. So because he says they failed, literally, that's what he said.
Regarding kuna wakuchera, wakuchera. Wakuchera. Tanga tichitaura nevanokwira mabhazi vari kutambira zvakanyanya nemufaro nemaoko maviri danho ratorwa nehurumende rekudimura mari dzekuripira iri nezvikamu makumi mashanu kubva muzana 50% reduction yemafees kuzupukoko. Asi vamwewo mukati mwemuwane mubvunzo wekuti kana bhazi ranga richiita $2 zvichienderana nemutengo wepeturu nezvinodiwa nemunhu kuti bhazi ringe richifamba, makadzi nemari dimura nezvikamu 50%, ndiana anenge achizoisa imwe mari iri kudiwapo?
Ngati takangana kuti taimbova nawo mazupuko, ngatibvunze kuti chii chakakonzera kuti mazupuko aende kuye ava vemakombi. Takazozvigadzirisa here paakudzoka mazupuko manyowani aya? Nekuti tichaita dambudziko ratakaita pekutanga ramboita kuti mazupuko aya adini aende. Nyaya iripo chaye chaye ndeko inyaya nhatu. Chekutanga ndechekuti uori hwakanyanyisa kuwanda, chero purezidendi vakazvibvumawo izvozvo kuti uori hwakanyanyisa kuwanda muhurumende nemuprivate sector machona. Ndopanofanira kubatwa ipapo kuti ikonomi yedu inge ichikwanisa kufamba. Chechipiri, handiwirirani hangu navagaule vari kutaura nyaya dzekuti isusu tinofanira kuita mari yedu. One of the stabilizing factors dzemari kana munayo inyaya yeconfidence, kuti vanhu vanenge vane confidence here mumari yachona. Chero mukavamanikidza kuti taane dollar remuzimbabwe, kana vasina confidence, vasina chivimbo nemari iyoyo, vasingakwanisi kutemba nayo mari iyoyo, inoita futi dambudziko.
Right, taurai chechitatu tine muteereri ari parunhare. Chingotaurai the third one tombokubatisai.
Right, the third one ndekuti isusu ngatidini, ngationesane pamwe, kwete kuti to farirana panze kana takuita zvekupanana maidea.
Thank you so much. Vakuchera rambai muri parunare. Ndazva kuti nemuteereri tina mukoma Donald Mamboma. Mukoma Mamboma masera sei?
Mukoma Gibbs. Masera sei uyu muko?
Aiwa mukoma Gibbs waswera ndini nasi Gibbs ndinotenda. Itipei pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndiyabonga mpoi.
Thank you mukoma wangu. Ndiona sekuti hurumende yedu iyi inongovimbisa zvinhu zvasingakwanisi kumboita. Ndo muromo zvingazari gwere gwishu. Nokuti yakambotinda kubhadhara varungu varimi vachena vakatorwa mapurazi atinanga taka hatina kana hwani watakahwaka zvakabhadharwa. Iye hurumende yacho hatirina mari. Vashandi chaivo havasi kuwana mari. Vanoshanda vanoishandira. Yes, nokuti yava kutaura zvezvimwe zvekuti tibatsa mari yakati. Iye mari yacho musina munyika saka ini zvinoshandisa kuti zvinhu zvainovimbisa izvi zvinombo inenge yadhakwa neko. Ine vanenge vasutei chaizvo. Kuti here kana kuti vanenge vasutei.
Asi ndofunga vano
taura zvinopesana nezvavano nezvirimo nepazviri paground.
Asi ndofunga vanenge varombo
vanotaura kana nini mari
vanenge varombotaura vanhu kuti like ipapa tirikunzwa kuti vawana mari 500,000 iri kutaurwa iyi kubva kunze. Saka mungazoti hamuzive kuti mari iri kubva kupi sei
kana vaiwana kubva kunze. Saka ndiada kubhadharisa varungu vachena varungu vakatirwa mapurazi here?
Aiwa iyi yakanangana vakatotaura specifically kuti iri kuiswa kumabhanga kuti vanhu vanenge vachida kuzowana mari yekushandisa kutenga mishonga, kutenga mafuta nezvimwe zvakadaro vawane nereti inenge iripo pamusika iyoyo. Saiwa dimurai zvinyindisa kudyirai nguva. Pedzai tingoti gana kuti kwakuwadza kunguru.
Ndiona sekuti hangu haide yanga yasiyira vamwe private companies aite mumwe basa rana siwo vasiyana nezvizvinhu zvavo. Mbobata-bata pose-pose ngavarege zvokungodzamba pose-pose. Ndokuti nyika iende mberi vabvema private companies. Ngavaite maprivate maNG maparasita asingabatsira ngavamatengese kumaprivate companies. Kana pano kuramba vakangozviita zvinhu zvasingakwanisi ngavarege. Kuzina magedhi hakuna zeta ngaive private izvo ite partnership na maprivate companies haikona kungoti zeta yoga munyika ngavapewo mamwe manji maindependent power producers aite basa magedhi aitike munyika hapana zvainokwanisa kuita hurumende iyi kuzina vakupuwa mari inobva kuzhe saka ndiada kubhadharisa varungu futi vari kuzhekwa.
Thank you so much mukoma Mamboma.
Alright mukoma.
Morara zvakanaka. He is bitter. He says that government is full of empty promises. And he also touched on the issue of the fuel industry. He says it also must allow private players.
Yeah.
I think the government is dabbling into too much pots. Here and there, here and there, here and there.
Yeah. So, Ubaba Kaule ungu businessman.
Yes.
So, Ubaba Kaule ungu soma business civil. Nga kukutu utengisa umentis. Asatu umentis. Kumbe siti singwa. Utengisa njani. Civil kuti kutu nususi profit kula. Sige siku uze Baba Kaule. Usako ni kumwa ni Baba Kaule. Mwazani asamuzwa kutela pa. Sina asu hampa jani. Baba Kaule kwa ni kumwa ni? Ye mwazani kumwa laki. What is school made about?
Ye rigaiti mwazwa utipana. Tuna mkuma trust chipanga. Anzi Mr. Gaule no facts. Where is foreign currency to stabilize the prices? Then mkuma Augustine Mawodzwa. South Africa ine democracy vamasimba kuchera zvasiyana nezvedu kuZimbabwe kunoraiva vanhu nekuti avhotira bato rinopikisa zvakana mukoma koti mpemi zvino zvakamira sei munyika. Then Leonard Mutenda Zimbabwe yedu yaora. Then Mr. Nicodemus Matariro, Mr. Gaule, Zimbabwe economy is not command economy. Ndo mangwe mashoko atinawo iwaya.
Yes, lo mtutuzi sibanda lapha ke ku Facebook yetu ku VOA Ndebele lingakhohlwa phela ukuthi sile VOA Studio 7 kuzobuya ke i VOA Ndebele le VOA Shona xa lingena ma Facebook page zona lawo. Umtutuzi sibanda uthi we need a true leader akusela ngokheli kwele Zimbabwe. Usikhumbuzo mlalazi uthi sesikhona Dube lati sitikini kuzobuya ke umthandeni Mqondo Sithibale uthi Gaule is not worried at all. He is good at protecting ZANU-PF people. Then Tekana Hlabangane uthi my way umananda sependukile njalo. So bese umkhosi umananda mananda nqa ulalele kulapho ngena ku Facebook umpendulo baba lapha uphinde bese ukukhuluma ngokuthi kumele uGaule acacise sibili abantwini ukuthi imali ivele ihamba njani kumele sibe kwazi ukuthi vele kuyini okukhambayo. kuzobuya ke ubusani mbuso ntini kuti soka ule uyavuma ukuthi Zanu PF isiyehlulekile. How can a government fail to have its own currency and let alone have people printing those RTGSs? Yes, zokuthi ke silomlaleli
ucungwane Gawule is back.
Yeah, uGawule kuthi asephendukile. So baba Gawule nxa sikhangele sifile khona ukho okwenzakala lokukhulunywa ngabantu. Pho ilizwe liya ngapi baba Gawule?
Ilizwe liyaphambili, okwakathethi akubuyelwe emuva kuyasetshenzwa. Khona okusikhuluma ngakho inhlupho zonke zimele zibhekana nelizwe ikuthi into yakuqala vele kakhulu kibze khona uhulumende amele aqine ngayo njengephathi esakuphasayo ekuconference ngoDisemba kumnyaka ophelileyo. Sathi thina akulwise i-corruption njengephathi ihulumende lomlando ukuthi entweni zonke eziba ngumgoqo omningi i-corruption. Into yakuqala emele ilwiswe kakhulu i-corruption ngoba kumngcolile indawo yonke la ngi-corruption. Ndiyithi kuhulumende laku-private sector konke ama-departments e-government akahulumende laku-private sector konke kubolile. Abantu bayantshontsha amasela agcwele elizwe ngeke lihambe liye phambili ngokusela obukhona nangokuganga okukhona phakathi kwehulumende.
Kodwa kwenzakala yini umuntu angabotshwa uyangena yini entolongweni?
Umuntu upresident uthena ekhuluma lo minister okhangela ngezomthetho elizweni uziyami uthi ama-cases e-corruption akhambe phambili abantu babotshwe. Ababotshwe abantu kupresident utsho njalo. And ngakhona kupresident uthi abantu kababotshwe yikuthi nje ayisuke upresident kazenzeli kodwa kulabantu bamenzelayo imisebenzi phansi la yiloba angane umsebenzi bayawuyekethisa but upresident ufaka ilokuzeli kakhulu ukuthi amandla ukuthi akulwishe kakhulu i-corruption ukuze into zonke zihambe.
Ye siyawuza kakhulu-ke. So Mr. Gawule is talking about corruption. He says that's one of the most common ills in Zimbabwe. So, and the president is always talking about it. So I ask the question, is he fighting it? He says, yeah, they're trying, but they're not implementing it.
yeah, that's, I so, think, fighting and implementing.
They're two different things. Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yes. So, let's go to Mr. Kuchera, if you can.
Kuchera. Mr. Kuchera. Yes. Dan, we're going to talk about mari inenge ichizo yanga ichishandiswa nevanotenga mafuta yanga iri pa 1:1 vakutenga nemari inenge iri pamusika nguva iyo munoona kuti danho rakanaka here rinobatsira nenzira dzipi
kana mari iriko kubenge rinobatsira kuti mitengo inge ichitsara kuti inge isingarambe ichikwira chaneta ndechekuti mari inodiwa kutenga zvinhu zvakawanda eforeign currency. Rangarirai kuti tinotenga zvinhu zvakawanda kudarika zvatinotengesa. Saa tinoshandisa foreign currency yakawanda. Chero matoothpick tinotenga. Zvinototi mukatoita wakabhizinesi kenyu kekutitengesera matoothpick tinotenga. Dambudziko ndiro iroro rekuti mari yatinoshandisa yakawandisa. Saka ikawanikwa kubank nemari yakatiderirei zvinoita kuti mitengo inge isingarambi ichikwira.
Aiwa, tinotenda vakuchera paita muteereri ari parunhare.
Ye, kulo Makeza siyavonga kukuru jonga. Makeza, unjani?
Ai, siyaphila.
Ye, Makeza, sibili 30 seconds. Siyaphila kukuru, 30 seconds. Chova kolombo Makeza.
Ye,
utukleti.
Ye, nina iti ngake ave zanuchefu vaya wonudu olukhona. Ngabe bayahlangana lo muntu okufuze behlangane laye. Le i-MDC kaChamisa. Ngoba isikhathi esidlulile lapha kuGubu ade kukhona uThwangre esaphila. Bahlangana izinto zabaright. Nakathesi nje lokho ngalokho kuzani. Bangazami ipulani nale.
Kungalunga ngokutsho kwakho isikhathi du manje Mageza. Siyakungenisa ngesikhathi esilandelayo. Sorry, we are out of time. All and right. we have to leave it there. We think our guest this evening, Mr. Pilif Gawule of ZANU PF. Then we had Mr. Michael Ndweni, who is a vendors leader and is also a political and economic commentator. We also had Mr. Masimba Kuchela, who is an economic commentator based in Harare. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., hoping that we are going to meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talk next time.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, Chitenda Vose, Wakwanisa Kupinda Mchirongwa, Mara Zakanaka. Thank you.